and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
You are listening to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. It is 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. You see, we can do maths here at Radio Pulpit, which we need because we are truth seekers. One and one must be two. We are people who love the truth. So visit on May 2024. We are truth seekers. And during the month of May, we asked our listeners to support our Visiathon campaign. We told you, our listeners, that we need your support to continue being a relevant and reliable media voice, which will remain unwavering in bringing the truth. So with us in studio this morning is Reverend Carl Verhoef, CEO of Radio Pulpit, to give us some feedback on this project. Carl, good morning.
Thank you very much, Feinert and Janine. It was such a joy listening to the two of you on my way here. Even made the dark highway full of trucks and taxis and irresponsible people a joy to ride this morning.
Even the cold, we warm it up for you.
Even the cold.
So I'm so glad that you're here, because 2 days ago I received a WhatsApp where someone was telling me, you know what, ministries and churches these days, all they're talking about is money, money, money. No one cares about the Great Commission anymore. We don't care about ministry anymore. That's not the focus. We just want money, 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 money. And here we come, Radio Pulpit, and we've got a Visiathon. So I'd love for you to tell us, why do ministries need money? Why do we do Visiathons?
Yeah, why we do Visiathon. Now, I just want to remind our listeners that we are talking about the Visiathon that took place in May this year. This is not a new Visiathon that's kicking off today. I'm just giving feedback because a lot of our listeners, as you say, and our donors, they want to know, so how did we do? Because they invested in this organization. Now, Janine, there are quite a number of loyal donors to Radio Pulpit. Now, they don't just give because we ask them money. They give because they invest in God's work. We are doing God's work. Now, this morning you referred to a verse in Matthew that said, give in secret, fast in secret, pray in secret. Now, there are thousands of people who donate to Radio Pulpit in secret, and they do that every month. And we are so grateful for that, because they have kept this ministry on air for 43 years now. Now, why we do Visiathon, it's actually a radiothon, but we share our vision in this radiothon, and we ask people to buy into our vision, and that is to be a relevant and a truthful media voice in South Africa, and to be your daily companion. We want to inspire people to have a meaningful relationship with Christ. So now there are a lot of listeners who don't donate on a regular basis. And with a Visiathon, which is actually a radiothon for our vision, we ask our listeners to give us a once-off donation, what they can, because we want them to support in this ministry, and we only do that twice a year. It's not every day, so we do it normally in May, and we do it normally in November, where for a whole week we ask our listeners to donate, to pledge, to give us something to keep this ministry on the go. We actually ask them to invest into Radio Pulpit. Well, not only in Radio Pulpit, in a station that gives you the truth about Jesus Christ and the Bible. We have been a proud custodian of the truth for 43 years now. And we would like to stay that for another 43 years at least. Now, can I just say that the Visiathon normally takes 3 months? So if we have a Visiathon in May, we ask our listeners to donate. You know what? And people who pledge normally take up to 3 months after that also to pay. But they do pay because they've pledged. So the Visiathon is more or less now a month in the go. And we know there are 2 months left. So we thank you in advance for all those who are still planning to give and all those who did give. Can I just say that this station, this radio station, this ministry is totally independent. We are not owned by anyone else than our listeners and our donors. And that is why, of course, our listeners and our donors ask for feedback about where we are with Visiathon. And that's why we decided today to give feedback where we are.
Maybe to add to that, a ministry has got expenses. And those are very real. And sometimes when you have these discussions about ministries and they talk about money and people feel that you should never be even talking about this, the practicalities, I just want to honor you guys who sit in the offices who have got to look at the accounts and you get all of the green papers that tell you, you owe this and you owe that. That's a daunting place to be. And sometimes it's very easy for us from the side, do on the radio and people listening and people on the outside of any ministry to look into to say, you should not be worrying about this. But at the end, you need the salaries paid and everything like that. And this is a reality. And we want to honor you for sticking it out and not running to the hills when you get to the next account.
Yeah, well, I think we should be honest. And Radio Pulpit is a massive ministry. If you compare it to other ministries, and we're not only on radio now, we are in a variety of platforms, and all those platforms need to be highly competitive in this crazy world of social media. We need to be better than all the rest, and we need people to be on the social media, and those people need to earn salaries. And
do not muzzle the ox. It's a biblical concept.
It's a biblical concept. Yeah, and even Janine, if you want to have good presenters on air, you have to pay them because people have to live.
Yeah.
As simple as that, we have to pay technology. I mean, these microphones, computers, the studio that we sit in generates expenses as we sit here. So yeah, that is why we are bold and honest about it. We need your support.
There you go. Well, I loved the theme this year. As being a truth seeker, that was the whole theme. Why did you choose the theme?
Yeah, we came to the awareness at management level. You know, we pray about the themes of Vigathon. We do not just sit around and think it out. And we all became aware of the fake news that is out there. Now, this was just before the election. And, you know, we just looked at all the empty promises that politicians gave the people before the election and even now. And if you look at social media, you really have to check and make sure what is being given to you, if it is true or not.
Because, and sometimes you know, you don't even know.
You don't even know. Mm. I often get so many people getting angry about stuff that comes along, but if they check it, they will see that it's fake news or old news or it's just someone stirring society in order to get reaction. You know, Stefan Joubert, a well-known theologian, spoke recently about the bell curve. Now, we all know the bell curve. It's to indicate a normal spread of people and their IQs and so on. Now, he compared the social media to the well curve, you know, like a well, a pit under the ground. Social media is like that. You've got the 10% to the left and the 10% to the right. They yell at each other. And the
that's true.
Big mass in the middle cover their heads under the ground.
Don't hurt me. Yeah.
Yeah. So the whole conversation on social media is being possessed by the two extreme sides. And that is why you can't trust social media for real. And we became aware of that. And we once again felt the Holy Spirit told us that it is time now to once again tell our listeners in South Africa that we are truth seekers. We give you the truth as it is in the Bible without anyone putting pressure on us to say something other than what is being portrayed in the Bible. Now, we've been a truthful companion, one that you can trust, in South Africa for 43 years. We have survived numerous political shakeups in South Africa, this organization. We've never been hijacked by any political party or any funny theologian or any funny theological grouping, because we are quite aware that we should walk the path of truth in this country, and we will do that as long as we survive. And if you take the impact that Radio Pulpit does, if you add all the platforms and the daily devotionals and the people engaging with us and, of course, people listening online, on air and on DSTV, you know, Janine, we impact about 1 million people a week. Now, this is a significant impact. And if we can just get the truth out to these 1 million people and they can get the truth out to another 2 million people, then we make a huge impact in South Africa. And that is what we believe we are doing.
Mm. Must also recognize that radio has changed. And therefore, it's not only us sharing the truth. We are accountable to the truth in the word, and our listeners keep us accountable. When you communicate with us and you question things and you ask that, that's a good thing. It is bride, and we acknowledge that as well. So talking about truth, we had a target for the Visiathon. It was 2 million rand. That is what we need to keep this work going. We need to know, did we reach that target? And how important is that target for Radio Pulpit that we reach this target with Visiathon?
It is very important that we reach this target. For the simple reason, and that's the easy part, is to keep the lights on and the computers running and to transmit the broadcasting. And we're glad to say we are saving a bit on the generator cost because of load shedding, but it might kick in very soon and then our costs will escalate again. So it's the normal stuff that any household needs to pay. We also need to pay. So, Janine, firstly, let me say we are so grateful to the thousands of people who already participated in this Visiathon. We do understand that it's only a month after the Visiathon and that there are still 2 months left in which people will give, and in advance we thank them. We are currently at 70% of our target, which is quite good. Now, why do we have the target of 2 million? Well, we look at our budget and we see where we are. And then we calculate and see that, listen, we need 2 million to break even, or at least to pay all the bills, as Wynand said. So that is why we decided on 2 million. And we are strongly on the way of reaching that. We're asking for that. In rugby, we call it that worst to a dream. Huh?
Yeah.
That, or the try in injury time. That's what we ask of our listeners. So, Janine, for a lot of donors and listeners that I meet on a daily basis and ask me, so how are you doing? This is how we're doing. We're 70% there with our target of 2 million. You're asking, why do we need the money? Well, I tell you, this to keep the normal stuff running. But you know what? It's because we've got great plans. We've got great plans for the next financial year, and our financial year starts the 1st of July. We have been told by Syntec, our signal distributor, that they can't afford medium wave anymore. Yeah. Now, we broadcast on medium wave. It becomes too expensive for them. So they would like us to go into a different broadcasting era in the next year. What is that? Well, we're looking at rolling out our own infrastructure, which will cost a lot of money. We are at this stage negotiating at the highest level for FM frequencies, whatever there is available with the authorities. And of course, we have been looking now, and we are at the brink of rolling out some other social media platforms, which will surprise our listeners completely. We're not going just to stroll along with social media anymore. We are going to make it a mainstream focus very shortly, and we're going to get the best people to play in that area. I just come from a Broadcasting Africa conference in Sandton, you know, where you've got delegates from all over Africa and their state broadcasters and a lot of experts in the media world all over Africa. You know what? And I got some great ideas. I'm not going to spill it all, but you will hear a big difference and you will see us around on platforms you've never seen us. We also are engaging with new partners. We are just in the next round of our partnership with Northwest University, rolling out the entrepreneurship competition, Pitch Your Business. Mm-hmm. And I can gladly say that within 2 weeks, we received 400 entrants.
Oh, people wow.
Entering
well
their businesses. Now, can I tell you, it's more than 1 million rand of airtime exposure for the winners of this competition. And we are so happy about this partnership with Northwest University for the second year. And that's some of the new plans we have for our lot. We're just celebrating the hugely successful Kim Walker-Smith tour that we were the media sponsor of, and also Godly Revolution. And shortly, in September, we will host the well-known Israel Houghton at 3 shows all over South Africa. And that is to bring our family together, our listeners, and to celebrate the greatness of the Lord. And that is also why we need money. Wynand just came back at the end of May from Klein Kariba. Quite a lot of our listeners there with the Radio Pulpit weekend. We are planning the Buffelspoort weekend coming in September again with a lot of presenters that you will know. We're having a ladies morning in August, and then we're planning to again be at Hartenbos over Christmas, broadcasting from there. Janine, why do I say all these things? It's because we've got a full agenda planned for the next year. Mm. And that is also why we need to make our target of 2 million.
Just a question, yeah. I see Dirk is asking, the people that pledged, do they actually pay their pledges? Dirk, the good news is there's even people who don't pledge and they do it completely in secret, anonymously, so we don't even know about that. We have got amazing listeners. We need to find out if people want to contribute. Maybe they missed Vision-a-thon, maybe they were not listening. Can they still contribute, and how do they do so?
Yes, of course they can contribute. Just to answer that, listener, you know that we normally receive 300% of what was pledged.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the pledge is only one-third. The pledges that we receive, our listeners, some of them don't pledge even, they just pay. So yes, firstly, Janine, how you can support us still is to pray for the station. You know, we need prayer as much as any other people do. Our presenters need prayer because they need to keep the truth on air. And then help us by keeping on listening. You can help us even more if you tell only two other people to listen to Radio Pulpit. And then we ask you to donate. Our first prize will be a debit order. If you can sign a monthly debit order, then we know what to expect and we can budget. If you want to donate once off, well, it's easy. You just send an SMS to 37871 and you say the word give and the amount you want to pledge. 37871, you SMS that to. And then you will receive the banking details. But you can also WhatsApp. Now, WhatsApp the word give to 082-657-2729. That is the Radio Pulpit and Gay Pulpit WhatsApp number, 082-657-2729. Thank you in advance for those who are still about to give, and thank you very, very much for those who have already contributed.
Guys, WhatsApp, Telegram is also an option. You know, these days people have gone off WhatsApp and are using Telegram. Same number, 082-657-2729. Give your name or anonymously, and the amount you wish to contribute, you will be contacted, get everything you need, and jump right in.